For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The alleged gunman behind a school shooting that left 10 dead in Texas remains behind bars as more details about the attack emerge. John Barnes is a retired Houston police officer. He reportedly confronted the 17-year-old shooter before he was shot. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry says Barnes is a true hero.
No one, it was a dangerous situation, he ran right in there. That's their training, that's their background, that's what they drill for. So we're very proud of him.
Henry says the shooter remains in isolation in the county jail. Santa Fe Police Chief Walter Braun says people are now being allowed back.
We're doing a limited, allowing the students and staff members access one-on-one with an officer to go and collect their valuables, car keys, and vehicles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Thousands of people have lined the streets for the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Karen Kafa has more.
A festive atmosphere on a sunny blue sky day in Windsor, England. Thousands came out with their flags, and many ladies even dressed for the occasion with lots of fascinator hats in the crowd. Some stayed overnight to stake out a spot. Others camped out for days, eager to spot a glimpse of the new Duke and Duchess of Sussex, the titles conferred upon Prince Harry and Meghan Markle by the Queen. Karen Kafa, Windsor, England.
A possible terror attack is foiled in France, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
French officials say they have foiled what could have been a deadly terrorist attack in their nation using either deadly ricin or explosives, and they've arrested two Egyptian-born brothers before they could strike. The interior minister says they'd been tracking extremist activity on social networks. Details of the circumstances of their arrests not released. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Former President Jimmy Carter was this year's commencement speaker at Liberty University. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
He told the some 18,000 graduates at the Christian University that universal human rights haven't been realized, but he believes modern technology, including social media, can be used to better society.
We evangelical Christians, and I consider myself to be one of them, must use this world coming together and communicating instantly with each other to promote the word of gospel about Jesus Christ.
Carter is the third U.S. president Liberty has hosted for commencement and the first Democrat. George H.W. Bush spoke in 1990 while Donald Trump spoke last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
22 workers were injured at a chemical plant in Pasadena, Texas. The explosion happened around 11 a.m. local time at Carrere American Evol. John Kruger, spokesman for the LaPorte Office of Emergency Management, said a valve blew and sparked the fire, sending 22 employees to area hospitals. Victims suffered burns and topical injuries, some obtained as they were escaping the blast. All of the injured are expected to survive. City officials are continuing to monitor the situation, which now poses no danger to the public. Carrere America, Inc. specializes in chemical, fiber, and resin production. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.